Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archie, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to be with you again in Season 3 of Comme d'Archie, Episode 22. Today we have a text from the Architecture and Urban Planning Agency, Iris Gervais, written especially for you by the architect herself. I am an architect and landscape designer. I created my agency in 2018 after winning the European competition twice, which gave me my first access to public commissions. I was thus able to launch my activity with urban and landscape projects on large coastal sites, and to initiate a project method that crosses scales from territorial strategies to the realization of public spaces or small architectures. It is these two founding projects that I would like to talk about. The first project is located in Saint-Brieuc in Brittany. The European 13 competition raised the question of the relationship to the sea in the city built on the coast, but on a high plateau which distances it from the coast. It was therefore a question of recreating a link between the city centre and the sea. But the strategy I proposed to the competition shifted the subject slightly and consisted in revealing the diversity of existing landscapes. In particular, the three valleys that cross the city and which are natural geographical links between the city centre and the coast. These valleys are forgotten landscapes. In the last century, they were used extensively. They were cultivated, grazed, exploited for the rock, etc. Then they were gradually abandoned. The vegetation grew and the landscapes closed in. The closure of these landscapes was accompanied by a form of amnesia of these natural resources in the heart of the city. The project aimed above all to make these landscapes visible, thanks to the clearing of the hillsides, which will allow the inhabitants to reinvest them as spaces for walking, sport, leisure. The project is extremely sober since it is a question of revealing an existing geographical potential solely through clearing and the development of a few paths and furniture. However, its scope is very great in terms of well-being for the inhabitants since it brings the great landscape back to the very heart of the dense city. A clearing plan was set up immediately after the competition with the city's services. The fact that I was interested in these valleys led me, in a second phase, to focus my attention on the three estuaries, which are a priori the places of privileged transition between land and sea. In reality, the three estuaries have been the subject of development since the 1960s, which has totally blocked the land-sea relationship, and they have hosted programs that were not desired in the city centre. An EDF site that has now fallow, a wastewater treatment plant, and a landfill site that has been reclaimed from the maritime domain. These activities have polluted the soil and increased the problems of water pollution in the bay, which generates green algae. I have described these sites as traffic jams, blocking the relationship between the upper valleys and the sea. The project proposed to open the three sites to the public, to make them more porous, and to develop them in such a way as to reveal their exceptional situation open to the bay of Saint-Brieuc. The European competition revealed the major environmental issues raised by these sites. Following the competition, the city entrusted me with the task of producing a guide plan for the public spaces in the city centre. The study perimeter was therefore narrowed down around the historic center while always seeking to create links with the valleys and the port. The study aimed to bring down the main principles of the territorial strategy to the scale of the town center to guarantee coherence between the general ambitions and the developments carried out locally. The guide plan thus develops a landscape charter for the future development of public spaces, and in particular the numerous public squares in the city center, which are mainly occupied by parking areas. Today, we are carrying out the development of public spaces at the foot of the cathedral, which will be the first concrete implementation of the guidelines given in the guide plan. The particularity of the site is that it is located at the lowest topographic point of the city center, in a basin which collects the rainwater of the whole historic center. It is a former swamp, and the water is still present under the square. One of the challenges of the project is to succeed in reconciling this infiltration and retention of rainwater with the uses of the square, particularly the weekly market. The client also wanted to make the presence of water visible. To do this, we did a very fine job of leveling. Successive plateaus set the scene for the topography of the site and guide the water towards a rain garden. This garden is therefore wetland that collects and stores rainwater and hosts typical wetland vegetation. A playful device allows you to listen to the underground water flowing under the square. Around the cathedral, the ground forms a large mineral carpet, which sets the scene for the monument and makes it possible to host the market and various events. This whole project process, initiated by the European competition, shows the interest of a funnel approach, which starts with a territorial strategy and progressively descends to the scale of a square development. This has made it possible to carry out a development that is fully integrated into the identity of the territory and to initiate an exemplary ecological approach for the future development of public spaces. The second project is located in the Hauts-de-France region in Saint-Omer, a town with a historical link to water as it was built on the edge of the Audomarois marsh. The proximity of water resources has enabled the town to develop a market garden economy in the marsh since the Middle Ages, followed by an important textile, paper and glass industry, which still exists today and constitutes an important employment area. The European 15 competition proposed a very large area for reflection on the scale of the agglomeration. The program questioned the very model of the wet city of the 21st century. What role will water play in production systems? More generally, how can we recreate interfaces between city and water that benefit everyone, generate an economy for the territory, and bring well-being to the inhabitants? To reflect on these issues, I began by zooming out to the scale of the urban bioregion, i.e. a geographical space that takes into account inhabitant environments rather than an administrative or political territory. This scale of observation makes it possible to make the link between the logics of natural geography and human geography, and to grasp the climatic issues to which the territory is exposed. The marsh is located on a boulder, i.e. land that has been progressively drained by man by building a vast network of canals down to the sea. This ingenious system is now undermined by rising water levels. The marsh is at risk of flooding, and progressive salinization is transforming the natural environment. The project proposes the creation of two large park systems, one to the north of the city at the interface between the city and the marsh, the other to the south of the city at the interface between the city and the hillsides. The first has been described as a hydroproductive park as it is a wetland park built around the canal which can be used as a flood expansion zone. This park therefore provides new resources for the city, areas for leisure, sport, freshness, local agriculture, wood production, etc., but also protection in the event of flooding since it will contain the excess water and prevent it from reaching inhabited areas. The second system of parks is developed along the Boulevard Vauban on the former fortifications of Saint-Omer. It crosses different districts. The city center and its public garden, then a sports ground and a very enclosed social housing district. The role of the park system here is above all social. It is a question of recreating links between neighborhoods and between people, thanks to a network of public spaces and gardens. This park is an inhabited park which welcomes new constructions. It allows for the requalification of neglected spaces and the construction of new housing without further urban sprawl. The two park systems developed in the project therefore prefigure climatic mutations. One composes an evolving landscape capable of accommodating flooding. The other reveals the historical layout of the old fortifications and accommodates denser urban forms. Following the competition, the agglomeration entrusted me with a study to develop a new district on a wasteland located next to the station. This land, located between the railway tracks and the canal, is at the interface between the city and the marsh. It is part of the first hydroproductive park system. Part of the site is slightly elevated thanks to an infrastructure embankment built with a railway. This area is above water and will be the site of a new bioclimatic residential and business district. The part of the site that could be flooded from time to time will be home to a public park with a skate park open to the banks of the canal. At the same time, we are currently conducting a study on the desilting of public spaces in the city centre. This is another way of thinking about the place of water in the city, not from the angle of the risk of flooding, but from that of the climate in the city. Indeed, a better integration of the water cycle in a city aims to fight against the phenomenon of urban heat islands. The permeability of the soil allows water to infiltrate, to recharge the water table and to hydrate the soil, which can then support new vegetation, which is more favorable to the well-being of the inhabitants and to the quality of life in the city. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.